promises that God has made for us.
两个礼拜我来这边，两个礼拜以前我在这里讲到，我们讲到神的六个应许。
Today I want to talk about a bit further as we talk about the fact that what God wants us to be like, and that is a Christ-likeness.
今天我要更深一步的分享，我们怎么样可以更像耶稣基督。
This morning's songs in which you have sung have been very significant in my own thought as I've listened to you as you've sung them and listened to the melody of them as well.
今天早上你们唱歌的时候，我不但是在听你们唱歌，我也在看这些歌词，我自己也在这边思考。
I've sensed this morning, and maybe it's just me, and that's okay, I've sensed the joy of being here today.
我今天早上我唱诗的时候，我感觉心里很有喜乐在你们当中，不知道是我个人的感觉，还是你们也有一样的感觉。
And that's because I know that God is present in this place.
因为我知道神是在这里与我们同在，所以我们才有这样子的喜乐。
He has promised to fill us with a lot of joy if we just surrender to Him.
神已经告诉我们，只要遵行神的话，神就给我们很多的喜乐。
One of the things that I've experienced over the lifetime of ministry, which is now approaching some 50 years, is that people have questions about what God would want them to be.
因为我已经服侍神已经差不多将近50年了，我就发觉大家都是有个心愿要知道神就是我们大家要更像耶稣基督。
Recently talking with some people, I said, asked them, what are three or four of the most significant questions that you have right now that you would like to have answered?
那我就常常有时候问人家，如果我问你的话，现在如果你有哪三四个方面你有什么问题的话，你是希望神给你有一些答复的。
I'm not sure that the responses that I got from that group of people would be identical to yours.
那些人给我的答案也许跟我们这一组人的话也许不一定是会一样的。
But let me just give you a couple ideas of the questions that I was asked that evening when I was with those people.
我就给你一两个例子，那天晚上人家问我的问题。
One of them was, what about tattoos?Does God allow you to have tattoos?
有些人就问我说，可不可以让我们那个 tattoo 叫什么？
纹身。
纹身啊，说纹身的话是可不可以的，在耶稣基督的基督徒里头。
That was an interesting question, and certainly I'm not here today to respond to that, but I do have a biblical answer for that.
他说我今天并不是要在这边讲这个问题，可是我确实也有圣经上属灵的一个答案。
Another was about homosexuality.
那另外一个问题，人家问我说，到底基督徒可不可以有同性恋
？The Bible is very clear about that as well.
圣经也是非常的清楚有这些答案的。
Another was a rather interesting question. Will my pet Fluffy be in heaven?
另外有趣的问题，人家就问说，我的狗啊，我的猫，是不是将来死了也会上天堂
？Now I don't know if you have a pet or not, but there's nothing in Scripture that tells us about our pets being in heaven. So when we go to heaven, I'm not sure that Fluffy's going to be there.
他说我不知道你们有没有这些小宠物。圣经上倒没有清楚明白讲这些动物将来会上天堂。
Another question that was asked was about the things that are to come when Christ returns. What's it going to be like in heaven?
有些人是问了说，将来耶稣基督回来的时候，这个天堂到底是什么样子的
？The Bible is filled with information as we study it that gives us some insights, even though we can't fully understand what's going to take place.
如果我们仔细查考着神的话语，这边有很多的资料，可是我们也没有办法真正的想象到底是什么样子。
In your notes that was handed out to you was one of the questions that was a main question that I would like to focus on this morning.
那今天大家都有这个奖章，这是英文的，所以有一个问题的话，我今天是要花一点时间谈一谈。
I would call it the big question.
我叫这个是大的问题。
What is God's purpose for His people?
到底神在他的民众里头，他的旨意是什么？
Did God just simply create us to live on this earth for 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 years, whatever it may be?
神是不是就创造我们，我们就在这世界上活个三四十年、七八十年或者一百年？
I believe this morning, very simply, I can encourage you to say that from God's word, He has a desire for us to live out life in a greater way than just being here for a period of time.
我想神有更高他的旨意，不是光叫我们这些活在这世界上。
As a matter of fact, this is a very interesting question that has been asked down through the ages.
在过去这么多历代的话，这个问题都是常常被人家问到的。
If we go back in time and history, the Westminster Catechism, that was a question was asked.
我们以前在你看到几十年以前，你看到以前那个天主教他们这个问题也是很多的。
Note the answer that was given.
并没有真正的一个答案。
In your notes again, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
他这里讲说，我们人最重要的就是荣耀神。
That's good, but I'm not sure that it really hits the spot for us today.
这是好的答案，可是在今天的话，这个答案是不是会完全？
Another response to that question is five simple words.
那另外一个答案，人家就会说，我们活在世界上的目的是。
Our purpose is to love God and to love our neighbor.
就爱神还有爱你的邻舍。
Now we cannot argue with that because it is true and that is what the Bible says.
这是拜圣经上所提到的时候，我们也不能有任何争议。
But I'm not sure that that was the heart of God's desire for us.
可是我不敢确定这是神真正的最大的目标，要我们活在世上。
I believe that God has placed us here for the purpose of being more like Christ.
我个人相信神把我们放在世界上，所以我们可以活得更像他。
God wants His people to become like Christ. This is the will of God for His people.
神对他选民的旨意就是要更像神他自己，耶稣基督自己。
How do I arrive at that conclusion?
我为什么有这样子的结论呢？
There are three basic biblical passages that I think are important for us to look at this morning to understand what Christ-likeness is.
有三个圣经的地方我们可以看一看，是我们怎么样会更像耶稣基督。
These three passages are listed in the notes that I handed you, and I trust that they may be of help to you even after this morning's service.
我把这三个圣经的经节都已经英文都已经写在这上头，希望以后对你们也会有帮助。
The first text that I want to draw your attention to is found in Romans the 8th chapter in the 29th verse.
第一个地方就在罗马书第八章第二十九节。
It says, For those who God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Simply this, the verse is referring that what God knew from the beginning of time, His desire has always been the same.
这就告诉我们在创世以前，神他的旨意都已经定了，就是这样。
His desire when He created Adam and Eve and placed them in the beautiful garden was that they would be like His Son.
他把他创造了亚当夏娃放在这么漂亮的伊甸园里头，就是希望他活得更像神。
But we know the story of what took place when Adam and Eve sinned. They were separated from God.
我们知道亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们就跟神分离了。
As a result of that, their innocence was gone, and sin entered into the world.
所以因为是这个，他们犯了罪以后，这个罪就到这个世界上来。
Yet God's desire for everyone since Adam and Eve's fall has been that we would be conformed to the image of God.
那自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神的旨意就是希望我们这些人更像神。
How would I define for you this morning simply the conformity or conforming to the image of God?
那我们怎么样有神的形象？
It simply means to be like Jesus.
那如果简单的讲，就是更像神的意思。
Now we recognize that we will never be perfect like Him until we are in His presence.
我们知道，在我们没有再见神面前，我们是没有办法变成完全的。
But I remind you that Jesus came to earth in order to teach us how we ought to live.
耶稣基督到这个世上，他在世上活，他就是给我们做了一个榜样，所以我们就可以更像他。
Just as a song that we sang this morning, more like Jesus I would be.
就像我们刚刚唱的歌一样，就更像主耶稣。
That is God's desire for us, that we would be more like Him.
这就是神的旨意，希望我们大家更像他，活得更像他。
I have discovered that all the questions that we ask about life and about circumstances and situations come back to one simple answer.
所以我们很多问题，人家问我很多问题，可你这些问题终结以后，你就只有一个答案。
And that answer is that God wants us to be like His Son.
所以神要我们就像耶稣基督，像他的儿子一样。
So you want to know about tattooing, you want to know about homosexuality, you want to know about marriage and divorce. The Bible gives us that information, and Jesus has been very clear on what He teaches us and instructs us about those things.
所以有些人问到要纹身的问题啦，有没有那个同性恋的问题啦，或者是结婚离婚的事情，圣经上这些答案都是非常清楚的。
My friend, God is concerned about your past. He is concerned about your present, and He indeed is concerned about your future.
神对我们的过去、现在跟未来，神都是关心的。
Our past has been cared for by His desire that we will become like His Son.
我们的过去他已经帮我们整理好了，就说我们在接受耶稣基督以后，我们就可以更活得更像他。
God's desire is that we would be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
我们活得更有他的形象。
The second text that I offer to you this morning is found in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18.
第二处的圣经要看的就在哥林多后书第三章第十八节。
We all who with unveiled faces contemplate or reflect the Lord's glory as being transformed in His image with ever increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们众人既然
敞着脸
得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如何从主的灵变成的。
The passage of scripture says we are being transformed.
这里告诉我们怎么样变成主的形状。
Or we are being changed to be more like Him.
我们变改变了，变成更像主的样子。
One of the ways in which you can tell in your own personal growth is have you changed in your life's desires and standards as you've grown in your faith?
所以在我们自己我们的生命旅程里头，你也可以看出你自己到底有没有成长。
The perspective is, I was this, but I am now this.
你有的时候可以看到我以前是这个样子，我现在是这个样子。
I was lost in sin. But since Christ has saved me, I have been made a new person.
我以前是有罪的人，因为耶稣基督拯救了我，所以我现在变成一个没有罪的人。
And that is simply a process.
那就是一个处理的过程。
How many of you drive a car?
你们当中有多少会开车子的可以举手？会开车子的举手。
The first time you got behind the steering wheel, did you do everything perfectly?
你第一次开车，你在那轮盘后头，你是不是做的每个事情都是完全的、完美的
？The second time you were behind the steering wheel, did you get more perfect?
他说你第二次是不是更完美一点
？The more you drive, the better you get at handling the car.
所以你开车开的越多，你就越能那控制那轮盘，弄更好。
When I was born, a number of years ago,
我以前生的时候，很多年以前的时候。
You know what? I was not able to eat steak.
他说我那时候刚生的时候，我没有办法吃牛排的。
As an infant, I was able to digest only milk.
我是一个婴儿的时候，我就只能喝牛奶。
But as I grew older and as my body began to mature, I was able to eat more solid food and eventually to find my love for steak.
所以那我慢慢成长了以后，我就可以吃一些那硬的东西，然后更成长了以后，我就可以吃很好的牛排。
Here's my point. It's simply that we are being transformed daily to be more like Jesus. The moment we came to Him, we were not exactly like Him. But the more that I know about Him, the more I become like Him.
我的重点就是我们刚刚信主的时候，我们不是那么像基督，我们一天一天的，我们活下来，一天一天的更像他。
Listen, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
It is a process.
这是一个成长的过程。
And that process does not happen overnight.
这个成长的过程不是一夜可以形成的。
The Bible says all things are lawful.
怎么说？
我可以，凡事都可行。
凡事都可做。
But not all things are profitable.
可是不是每个事都对我们有益。
And as I become more like Christ, I realize what are those things that are profitable for our gain.
我们越来越像耶稣基督，我们就知道什么样的事情是对我们有益，是可行的。
The third text is found in 1 John, the third chapter, in the second verse.
Go ahead. 第三处的圣经在约翰一书第三章第二节。
It reads like this. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
That is good news.
这是很好的一个信息消息。
Notice three perspectives that I've talked about from these three texts.
你看今天我们看的这三处圣经的地方。
The past is what God's desire for me has been.
罗马书是讲到我们的过去的事情。
To be in the likeness of His Son.
所以在过去我们要怎么样可以像他的神的儿子耶稣。
The present is the work that God is doing in me on a daily basis.
在哥林多后书第三章这里是讲到我们现在是怎么样，我们怎么样在这成长的过程是一天一天地慢慢来，越来越像耶稣基督。
And the future is I'm going to be like him.
在约翰一书第三章第二节这里就讲到我们将来是怎么样子，更像耶稣基督。
When I stand in His presence, I will be complete.
当有一天我们站在耶稣基督的面前，我们就希望跟他一模一样。
Complete in the likeness of Jesus.
我们就完完全全的像耶稣基督一样。
Another passage of Scripture says to us, whoever claims to be like Him must live like Jesus did.
他说另外一处的圣经告诉我们，如果我们 要像耶稣基督，我们一定要天天活着像他，才会像他。
If you claim to be a Christian, then you must begin to live like Jesus lived, as we see in the scriptures.
如果你要说你是一个基督徒，你就每天要活着，要像耶稣基督一样。
Let me just share three examples of what I believe is living like Jesus would look like.
我要讲三个例子，我们说像耶稣基督到底是什么样子。
We read the passages of scripture this morning in the service. The first one talks about being a servant.
So, 第一个我们讲到是一个仆人的形象。
Jesus came to serve others, and to be like him, we must serve others as well.
耶稣基督到这个世界上是要服侍人，如果我们要像他，我们也要服侍人。
You remember Jesus gathering in the upper room? And in that upper room, what did he do? He washed the feet of his disciples.
你记得耶稣基督在那二楼的时候，他替他的那个门徒洗脚的事情吗？
We are to serve each other.
所以我们要互相服侍。
That is an example of being like Jesus.
这就是我像耶稣基督的形象的意思。
Another is we are to love like Jesus.
第二就是我们要爱人家像耶稣基督一样。
We are to live a life of love.
在我们生活里头，我们要有爱。
Less critical of other people and more willing to forgive them and to love them.
我们不要一天到晚批评人家，我们要有一个原谅的心，所以我们要爱人家，我们才可以更像耶稣基督。
The third example in being like Jesus is first of all to serve him, to love like he loved, and the third is to carry out his mission.
第一个就是说我们要要服侍人，第二个就是我们要爱人，第三个我们就是要做他要做的那个事情。
He has placed us where we're at right now to be his light and his example.
他把我们放在这里，就是我们成为他的光，我们要怎么样做才会更像他。
So the big question that we began with, we end with. What is God's purpose for his people?
所以我们现在回到原来，就是神的旨意在我们大家的身上到底是什么？
Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣说跟随我。
Imitate me.
他要学习要像他。
That's Christ-likeness.
这就是像耶稣基督的道理。
God bless you as you live that kind of life.
神会祝福你如果活这样子的生活。
Father, I pray that that would be the desire of all of our hearts.
天父，我们真是希望这是我们每一个人的心愿，更像你。
Is to be like you.
就是要像你。
And to imitate your ways in our life.
我们要学习你的方法在这世界上活着。
To serve others.
服侍别人。
To love others.
爱护每一个人。
And Father, to carry out the mission of telling the good news to all.
我们要在这世界上来传福音。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢 Pastor Jay 跟我们交通的。